Open wide, it's mouth time
with Reductress.
I'm Quinn.
And I'm Dev.
And we're just two girls
who share what our heads are thinking
by moving our mouths.
Blah. On today's episode, here's what we'll be mouthing about. It's rom-com week. We are turning our lives into rom-coms.
We contemplate the horrors of a salad without kale.
We play What Would Our Babies Look Like?
And the former reality star turned mom-trepreneur, Kim Cameron, is here to tell us all about her new line of scream teas.
We're editors of Reductress, the only source for women's style, news, entertainment, life advice, inspiration, and smoothie reps.
Hashtag blend it. So you guys can't see this because this is a podcast.
It is a podcast.
Div and I have been obsessed with making our own memes this week.
Oh, yeah. We love memes now.
I literally just heard of it for the first time the other day, but they are great.
They're so funny. You have to be careful how much you do because it is a really potent herb. But honestly, as long as you have 80 to 120 yards of open, unobstructed space, you're going to have like the time of your life.
I think we're talking about different things because I'm talking about like fun, shareable pictures and videos with captions that make you go, haha.
Oh, no. This shit will make you go, haha.
Okay. It's really cool that you haven't accidentally died.
Totally.
Okay. My favorite memes are the ones that are like old people in retirement homes getting surprised.
Oh, like with their family?
Yeah, yeah. And they're like honestly like so old. They just have no excitement in their lives. And they just look so happy and scared when they get spooked by their fam bam.
I know. I love it. Like they come in and they're like, Grandpa. And he's like, and
yeah, that's like a perfect impression.
He's like,
he's like, and then you're like, uh-oh, is this going to go sour? But it doesn't. He's just like happy to yeah. see his family.
No, I realized we were talking about different things. I was talking about sort of like salvia.
Yeah.
You know, okay, so my favorite type of that kind of meme are like makeup tutorials where something is really sinister going on in the background. It's like my aesthetic.
Oh my gosh, it really is.
Yeah, like here's how you do a cat eye, but in the background like.
There's like an actual cat.
There's like an actual cat.
And it's mad.
And it's mad.
Yeah.
So sinister.
I've actually started making my own meme.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Here it is.
Huh. Yeah, this is just like a picture of you.
Yeah, but it looks good, right?
Yeah. Wait, is that Chab in the picture with you? What is he doing?
He's like building me a piano. It's so annoying.
That actually sounds really romantic, which brings us to this week's theme.
Yep, yep. This week's theme is make your life a rom-com.
You can't see this, but a rom-com is short for romantic comedy, which is one of the absolute best genres of movie books ever.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Sometimes my life is like already like a rom-com because it gets really windy outside my apartment and then my bag like bursts open. It sends my latest scarf purchase everywhere and men just like have to stop and help me.
Sometimes when my top blows up, my boobs, they do a little dance.
No.
Yeah. My boobs can dance because I'm like very toned, but also very floppy.
So that's like a musical rom-com.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, and I never wear a bra because we're not on my boobs anyway. Mm-hmm. It's so funny that that's actually how I met my psychiatrist, Dr. Josh.
You mean that guy who DJ'd your birthday party?
Yeah, DJ, Dr. Josh. He's a really good listener and plays dope tunes.
Is he a real doctor?
Yeah, he has a prescription pad. Also, I'm falling in love with him, like in a rom-com.
Aww. So for listeners' sake, let's just talk about some other ways to make your life a rom-com besides having like magical dancing boobs.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so first things first, you got to be in like a really bad place in your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a place that needs a fix that only a guy can solve.
Yeah, like a guy is bothering you and you hate him. But the problem is you need to learn to like what you hate about him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, totally. Another problem is that you can have is, like, a guy is bad to you. And you decide that, like, men are no good. But then, like, another guy comes up and he, like, shows you that, like, no, actually all men are good. And you were just kind of wrong before.
Yeah, so you should just, I would say, let men be shitty to you to make your life more like a rom-com, right?
It sounds wrong, but I know it's right. Because the other thing is, a guy might like notice that you're sad and then be like, hey, why don't you smile? You should turn that frown upside down.
Isn't that how you met Chab?
Sort of, except for he was doing a photo shoot in Central Park modeling for Burberry. And he like smiled at me and I was like, stop smiling. Like models are not supposed to smile. And then he asked me out for seltzer tea.
What's seltzer tea?
Oh, it's like a thing that models drink. It's basically just a mixture of seltzer and tea, but sometimes they dust the rim of the glass with cocaine.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, you would. You know, that reminds me, I actually thought I saw you the other day because I saw an old lady screaming at a baby in a stroller.
Oh my God, that's so me. I'm that combo. You know, I am sick of people treating babies like they're special. There's just so much baby priv.
Oh my gosh. And speaking of baby priv, like baby strollers do make good props if you're trying to make your life a rom-com.
Oh, right. Like you accidentally let the stroller slide down a hill and into a lake, and you and a stranger guy start chasing it and jump in the water with all your clothes on. And then you look at each other and how ridiculous you look, and you start laughing and you're like, ah, oh, forget about that baby. And then you walk away soaking wet, holding hands.
Exactly. And that was Make Your Life a Rom-Com. So, how'd you sleep last night?
No, how'd you sleep last night? Let's answer at the same time.
One, two, three. Like amazing. A baby.
Like what? A baby. Yeah.
Well, okay. I don't know about you, but I was sleeping on my new Casper mattress.
Oh my God. I was sleeping on my new Casper mattress.
Oh my gosh.
How good does it feel on your body?
It feels 100% amazing because a Casper mattress is an obsessively engineered mattress at a shockingly fair price. It has just the right sink and just the right bounce. And it's made of two technologies, a hybrid of latex foam and memory foam.
I mean,
two technologies? Yes, please.
Sign me up. That's like having a Vitamix next to your Nespresso, which I do.
Yeah, you are innovative.
That's all like the technical stuff about it. But yeah. Like when I lay on my Casper mattress, It feels like I'm lying on top of the canopy in the Amazon jungle. And I'm just like surrounded by like lush birds and plush clouds and flush deeps and dink dunks. And it just like it feels so good. And like I slept amazingly. And like I always have problems with my neck because I was a kung fu warrior for a month. And like my neck is better now.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Also, I'm not allowed in the Amazon anymore.
That's true. The good news is for people who are totes jealous of us because we have these amazing Casper mattresses.
We do, and people are.
They can order them online because they have a risk-free trial and return policy. You can try sleeping on a Casper mattress for 100 days, and there's free delivery and painless returns if for some reason you're an insane person and you don't like it. Which, honestly, we can't date if you don't like it.
We can't date.
You can't date.
You can't. You're not allowed to date anymore.
You can't date anyone else.
You can't date anyone.
Okay.
And the thing is, like, the cool thing about Casper is that, like, when you go to a mattress store, You're, like, trying it out for a second in store. Sure. Mm-hmm. But, like, with Casper, you can try it for 100 days in your house.
And 100 days is more than a couple seconds.
It is. Science has proven. I actually lived in a department store for 100 days once, but That's because I worked there.
And we really missed you, and we were scared about where you were.
I was doing an investigative report on what it would be like to live in a department store for 100 days. Yeah. And I did sleep on their beds, but I will say that my Casper mattress is so much better than theirs.
The best part about Casper mattresses is that they're made in America. It's just $500 for a twin-size mattress and $950 for a king-size mattress. Comparing that to industry averages, that's an outstanding price point.
It is so insane. And I love, like, beating, like, when people win.
Yeah.
And Casper's winning.
They're winning. And you can win, too, with a special offer code we got for listeners of our show. You can get $50 towards any mattress purchase by visiting casper.com/reductress. And using promo code REDUCTRESS. Again, that's casper.com/reductress. Promo code REDUCTRESS.
Terms and conditions apply.
A jinx.
Our next segment, which is our favorite, is called
The Mouthwash.
This is a segment where we open our mouths wide, take a sip of a story from the REDUCTRESS website, switch it around, and get a taste of what's trending this week using our mouths.
This week's story is These Haunting Photos Show What Salads Look Like Without Kale.
Ugh. Oh, God. This really beautiful, poignant article was written by Kara Weinberger. And the images she's compiled are just heartbreaking.
Yeah, they're spooky.
They're also scary.
I mean, if someone served me a salad without kale, I would die of like liver failure or shock.
Yeah, which you would do anyway.
No. Well, maybe.
The photos in this piece are just like looking into the eyes of an orphan, and the orphan is like, hey, you're on drugs. This is a bad dream. And he turns into your doctor for a second. Then he turns back into an orphan, and then you feel yourself falling off a cliff, and then you wake up and you grab your bowl of bedside kale and just start shoving it in your mouth while crying.
Seriously, everyone in the office was like crying from reading this. So we actually had to whip up a bunch of kale smoothies really fast to replace all the electrolytes from the tears. And girls were like chugging their smoothies, and then they were like dying.
Yeah, but then we were like, this calls for an impromptu Friday.
Woo! Impromptu Fridays are when we just declare it to be Friday, even though it's like a Monday or something, and then we just head over to our in-office bar and start drinking.
Yeah, and that's part of why we were voted best places to work
in 2013
by Bushwick Tablet.com. Yeah.
And we love them. Shout out.
Shout out. Hey, girls.
It's 3 years later and we'd love an update.
We would love to be back on there. Yeah, love, especially Monday through Thursday, our in-office bar doesn't open until like 4. But on Fridays, the mixologist is there all day.
Honestly, it's really lucky that we have him on call when there's an emergency, like such as when everyone's crying because there's no kale, or everyone's crying about puppies that are too cute, or everyone's period synced up, or we're watching this week's Scandal while we give each other braids.
Anyways, if you really want to get super woke about the state of non-kale salads and the future of our world if we do not grow more kale, you should just check out these photos.
And honestly, no offense, but it's a cry-free zone in the comments, so please no crying.
Thank you. We've been seeing a lot of cry comments. We have to, our moderators are working overtime to delete them.
Yeah, it derails our productivity. But you know,
yeah, full 24 hours minimum.
But as I always say, today's tears are tomorrow's reductus headlines.
That is so true. Every beauty product testimonial I've written was spawned by a mini breakdown. Why do you think I've sampled so many different eyelash bleaching products?
Well, you know what? It's like I always say, today's tears are tomorrow's reductus headlines.
You are always saying that.
Yep.
So is my pet goat for some reason, but I think that's because I tied a little a talk boy from the film Home Alone. I have one. I tied it to his collar.
Oh my gosh, I'm so tiny. I've never seen that movie.
You're too small to see
it. I'm too small to see it. Anyway, end of the day, your pain is our gain, and now we know which eyelash bleach creates the best base for dyeing your eyelashes back to dark.
Burn Logic Lash Cream by Lovelam.
Yeah. And right, and that wraps up the mouthwash. Okay, this next segment is our favorite, and it's a game called What Would Our Babies Look Like?
This is where we name a celebrity and discuss what our babies would look like if we had babies with that person.
Woo! Okay, let's get started with Mario Lopez.
Oh, he's so hot, and he's not Dean Cain.
Nope.
Our baby would definitely have Mario's dark hair and vivacious energy, and my family's predilection for addictive behaviors.
That sounds right.
At least he'll look really cute during his intervention.
Totes. Our baby would be like a baby star who has 10 albums and can also dance and is also super weird on Twitter point where you're like, are they smarter than everyone else or like way dumber?
Yeah. Oh my God. That's so on point.
Thank you.
Okay. Next up, Seth Rogen. Oh my God. What would our baby with Seth Rogen look like?
We'd have like an adorable little lovable loser.
Oh yeah. I wonder whose body hair our baby would have. Hopefully his, because mine is a mess.
Okay. Here's the next one. Zac Efron.
Is he dead?
What? No.
He's not dead?
No. I mean, I know you tried to kill him, but it did not work.
It didn't work?
It didn't work.
Fudge. You know, I actually, despite our past differences, I would love this because our baby would look like a baby its entire life.
Wow. Okay, this would be weird, but Zach and I are actually cousins.
Oh my God. I had no idea. I can totally see that.
Yeah, Chad hates him because he kisses me on the lips.
I wish you would stop telling me about times you've kissed your family.
I'm an honest, open book, except for when I don't want to talk about something.
That's true. Then you're a closed book.
Then I'm locked shut.
And you're like a tiny book.
So tiny. Put me in a pocket.
You're like a little...
Put me in
a pocket. All right. Next up, Adam Levine.
Oh, our baby would look and sound like a squirrel.
Honestly, our little secret, but he's infertile.
Oh, MG, how do you know?
Oh, his roadie's dealer told me. Also, we had lots of unprotected sex and cool. I never got preg.
Amazing. Paul Walker.
Oh, I mean, I guess our baby would be dead.
Yay.
And
that's all the time we have for
what would our babies look like?
Okay. Call me crazy, but
you're crazy.
Okay. Call me crazy.
You're crazy. You're crazy.
No. Okay. Just don't do anything for a second. Call me crazy,
you're crazy.
But one thing. Okay. This might just be a weird thing about me, but one thing that super matters to me is that
you're
things
crazy.
Are easy to clean.
Oh my God, I love cleaning.
Yeah.
Do you mean things like thinks?
Exactly. I can wash them exactly the same way that I wash my many high-end yoga clothes that I mostly wear to get lunch with my mom.
That's right. The water in my apartment I'm squatting in just got turned back on, so I'm super psyched that thinks just need a rinse in cold water and then throw them in the wash on cold with no fabric softener, which is good because I don't even own fabric softener because I heard a rumor about it.
I dry clean basically everything I own, so this is actually a really nice change.
If you're a fan of this podcast, you know that you can save $5 on your Thinks purchase and get free shipping on your first order with promo code REDUCTRESS.
It's like every time you buy undies, you're doing us a favor.
Yeah, it's almost like every time you buy undies, it's almost like you're doing us a favor.
Yeah, like we should be thanking you.
We should be thanking you. So check out shethinks.com and use promo code REDUCTRESS. Again, that's shethinks.com. Promo code REDUCTRESS. And you spell it shethinx.com. And use promo code REDUCTRESS.
Oh, and Div?
Yeah?
You're crazy.
I am crazy.
Thank you. Keeping in theme with our rom-com week, we have someone on the podcast today who knows all about real life drama. Kim Cameron is here. You probably know her as the woman who spitefully demolished Macy Houston's home on Bravo's Rich Moms of Dayton and from her incredible new venture, Scream Tea. Thank you so much for being here, Kim Cam.
Hi. I'm so happy to be here.
Kim, I just want to say I am so obsessed with RMOD. I watch it nonstop. I'm so addicted. I'm addicted to a lot of things because I have an addictive personality. I'm an addict. I don't want to talk about it. But I love your show so much. And I love like how you always like start the drama. Like you'll like start a fight or like participate in one or like.
Mm-hmm. Drama is my middle name. It is not. But emotionally, it feels like my middle name. I love drama. You know what I mean? A catastrophe is just me after I've left the room.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
Totally. Mm-hmm.
I read on the message boards that you were born during a lightning storm and that lightning struck the hospital and that's why you're so angry. Is that true?
That's what my publicist wrote as my origin story. So sure. Yes. Yes.
Oh my God. Wow. I love that your publicist like...
Controls the weather.
I mean, that's why I'm here, right?
Yeah,
that is why you're here.
You're such a special person on the show because you're incredibly brutal to the other women, but you have become a really good mom. You're such a good mom.
I know. I know I'm a great mom.
And you're also an incredible businesswoman, and you mm-hmm. just have a new business venture called Scream Tea. Could you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, you have to understand that Scream Tea is a niche market of teas for women who are just screaming all day long at anyone who annoys the heck out of them. It's mm-hmm. a line of teas to soothe your sore throat because people just make you want to scream at everybody. You just want to rip open their faces, but you can't.
So you scream instead.
You scream instead. Yes.
It's legal to scream.
It's legal to scream. Scream all day long.
But you can't legally rip someone's face off.
No.
And that's actually that's a law trivia bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is unfair because like screaming hurts you. But like tearing someone's face off, you could do that without really hurting yourself.
Yes, you absolutely could. But the real message I'm trying to send is... after you scream, take care of yourself by giving yourself some soothing tea.
Like, right.
Open up your throat to possibility.
Yeah. So last season, you and Drippy got in a huge fight at Wine Restaurant, which is the restaurant that your husband co-owns with.
Yeah, it's the beer bar.
Yeah, it's the beer bar. They only serve beer, but in wine glasses.
But it's called Wine Restaurant.
Yes, it's a very specific niche. It provides a little class to Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah. So the best thing about this restaurant that I love and that I think really helps the show is that you can just get in these brawls and like huge fights and you can't get kicked out because it's technically yours. What do you say to like Drippy now? Like you guys still see each other or like...
Oh, yeah. I mean, I see that bitch at the grocery store and I will slice her tires. I shit in her mailbox.
What? Oh,
yes, I shit in her mailbox.
And she has a mailbox on the second floor, which was a huge part of season 2, episode 3, Drippy's mailbox.
Yes.
How did you get up there?
Well, you have to understand, I work out 7 days a week.
You are so toned.
Gosh, you're so
I know. And the only way to make sure your shit is tight is to make sure you leave.
Are you telling me that you launch it from the ground floor into the second floor mailbox?
And when I mean my shit is tight, I can packed it. I have a pressurized system that puts it into a capsule that's encoded by gelatin. That way, when it actually hits the mailbox, there's a good explosion. I think about my drama. You know what I mean? You don't get to be me.
So good. You're my dream guest.
Without a little bit of forethought and preparation.
Yeah.
Oh my
gosh. You're involving modern day science and at-home vitamin mm-hmm. kits mm-hmm. into your fecal harassment.
Yes.
Okay, I have to ask you about my favorite Kim Cam moment on the show, which is you famously retaliated against frenemy Macy Houston by sending a demolition crew to her house. And that ultimately got you kicked off the show. But you also kind of won because you demolished Macy's entire mansion. How did you come up with that idea?
Well, I actually keep, you know how some people have dream diaries?
Oh, yes.
I have a hate diary that I write.
I love that.
I love that.
That's so nice.
Yes. And I have a list of different things I'm going to do to people. And I scale it. There's a 1 through 5 scale of you've done me real wrong and you've just annoyed me a little bit. Like, poop. It's a little bit like it's annoying, but it's fine. But I took Macy's house down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she shouldn't run her mouth.
Yeah. What did she say that had made you feel so upset?
Yeah, it had been off camera.
Yeah.
And legally, I think that, you know, it wasn't allowed to be shown because there was some graphic imagery.
I mean, first off, Macy said something about, she said something about my dead grandmother.
Oh my gosh.
And
what did she say?
She referenced Jim Crow law, which I thought was very unfair and off topic.
That's actually kind of fucked up.
It's actually completely irrelevant.
Because you guys famously were upset about who's taking the yogurt cups from the fridge, and that just seems completely irrelevant to the situation.
Yes, and then it turned into the yogurts. It was a very convoluted. I'm just going to go out on the record, and I think Macy's unstable.
Wow.
And me demolishing her physical house is a great example of how her inner house is coming down. She's crazy.
Yeah. Wow. Do you think maybe like her talking about that had anything to do with her being like a professor of American history at Dayton Community College? Like, do you think maybe that's why she was talking about Jim Crow laws?
I don't care why she was talking about
it. Because yeah. I heard that it was in a lecture hall.
Yeah, no. It was absolutely in a lecture hall and she was given a lecture at the time. But you don't say that shit anywhere near me. I'm in the room. Kim Cam is in the room.
Right, Cam's because you room. Did go back to college for a brief period of time.
Yes,
and she was your teacher, which was such an interesting power dynamic because, you know, you're also friends.
Yes. I mean, at one point I thought I can teach African American history and I actually interrupted the lecture and I had a PowerPoint presentation ready to go because people need to learn some shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
We love PowerPoint.
And honestly, we love to learn some shit.
Okay. And sorry, just to like harp on the rumor stuff, but like, did you really throw your dog out the window or was that a rumor started by Taripa?
Taripa absolutely started that rumor. I didn't throw no dog. I threw a cat. Cats land on their feet. I have no problem saying right now, I would never throw a dog out of a window.
But it was your cat that is famously does not have feet.
No, my cat absolutely does not have feet.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure I call her Santa Claus. It's a play on the fact that she doesn't have feet.
I follow her on Instagram. She's so disabled. I love it.
I know. And she has more followers than me.
That's messed up.
That's why you threw her out.
I know. And I wanted her to also have that positive cat self-esteem by landing on her feet. She did not.
Right.
She dislocated one of her vertebrae. But you know what?
My God.
Santa Claus is okay.
And I've also followed her Instagram and like she wrote you a thank you note saying like, thanks for teaching me to not be so different than everyone else. So.
I mean, it was me writing it.
Sure. Because cats can't write a letter.
Yeah.
But I trust that you as a cat owner know what your cat is thinking, which is
Hundo
this
P.
was the right thing.
Hundo P.
And this is just from my own research, but I do think that's the only time you've ever accepted someone's apology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was that like?
I'm going to cry.
Oh, my gosh.
God. She looks so angry, though.
All my emotions start with screaming, so you got to hold on.
That's okay.
Okay, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
She just keeps punching her own heart over and over again.
Ooh. She's taking out a thermos now.
Oh, I bet that's some scream tea.
Ooh. Oh no, it's bees.
Oh god.
Oh
no.
God damn it. Motherfuckers.
Ow.
Shit.
Ow.
Motherfucking bees.
Kim, why did you do that?
Kim's got to learn how to feel, okay? And I'm in this process right now where Bees are a metaphor for me. They enter a room and everybody gets scared. Everybody gets scared. Yeah. And they should be scared because I will kill you.
Okay.
If you fuck with me.
That's actually, that's one of your catchphrases.
Yeah, I will kill you if you fuck with me.
Yeah, I have a teddy that has that embroidered on the anus.
I have to confess, I have your entire dining room set and, you know, I got them so they all spell out. I have one for each word, one plate for each word. I will kill you if you fuck with me. And it's nice and flexible because sometimes I just will give Jab the fuck plate. And then he'll be like, ooh, is this a sign? And I'm like, yeah, shut the fuck up. I'm channeling Kim Cam. And I just feel so empowered.
Mm-hmm. I actually got a tattoo that reminds me of it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it does remind me of that because it does say, I will kill you if you fuck with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's beautiful. But like, it's sort of a Celtic font.
Yeah, no, it is a Celtic font.
I'm actually 1/16th Celtic.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. How is that different than Irish?
It's... I don't know. Are you questioning me, my heritage?
She's yelling at me.
My heritage?
Oh my God.
Do you know where I'm from?
I'm getting
name, white girl? What's your name?
Oh my God, I love this.
I don't
so
know
much.
Your name.
I love this. Oh my God, she's putting a table gently on top of me.
I will give you a badass haircut.
Oh my God, could you?
Yeah,
give me a crank.
Actually, I could.
Give me a crank?
I will give you a crank.
Thank you. Oh my gosh.
That was so cool.
This is like a behind the scenes, but I'm in the scenes. I love this so much. We are such huge fans
of you.
Guilty pledge.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's a guilty pledge, but it's also just a normal pledge. Also, normal. I was just wondering, how has your business helped with your anger, if it's helped at all?
Well, you have to understand, my teas are so refreshing that like every tea is blended to make sure it takes care of a different part of you. And my teas really serve, like I have an emotional side to me when I'm in pain, and they just remind me to grab my root chakra, which is my pussy, and like really connect to it.
You're grabbing it right now.
Yeah, it feels good, and I'm not gonna lie, I might.
She scooted.
She scooted a bit.
I
also have another question for you, which is, you're a very unique presence on RMOD because, you know, it's for rich moms of Dayton. And when you started on the show, you were neither a mother nor a resident of Dayton. So how did you get on the show initially?
I'm rich.
Oh.
Yeah. So you just really needed one out of three.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually independently wealthy. I invested in Google by accident very early.
By accident?
By accident.
Yeah, I thought it was like Googs.
What's Googs?
Like, I thought like Goop.
Goop? What's...
I don't know. I just sounded like Goop.
It just sounded...
Goop makes sense to me. And so I just, you know, sometimes can't... Sometimes you got to just put money and trust that the Lord is watching you.
Oh my gosh, Kim Kim, that's amazing.
The Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so... It apparently was Google. I thought it was Goose, Goop, whatever. And then I had millions of dollars, and which is how, you know, I bought my first child. And I bought my first child.
And how is she doing?
Are you going to name her at all?
Yeah. No, not yet. I'm waiting for like a spinoff for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Name that baby.
Yeah. Well, because you just finished up your third spinoff, Kim Cam Cleans Up. And it's, you know, it was really interesting because it almost seemed like it could have been just a private moment of you just getting ready every day. But it was just you just kind of cleaning up your face in your home. And the title indicates that maybe it would have been you like cleaning up your act, but not at all.
Yeah. Or even like you're helping like compulsive hoarders, like clean up their houses.
No, it's all about
Or even like trying to just once and for all get all the clouds out of the sky.
Get
them
clean
away.
Up. Yep. Clean upward.
Get out.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that is an important issue, and I'm going to start a charity about it like once I have the time. But
could you have your publicist control clouds, please?
It's a publicist.
What did I say?
Oh my gosh, she's gonna yell
it's
at you.
It's a publicist.
Again.
Do you know what a publicist does?
Wait,
that's why I'm
me.
Here.
She's yelling at me.
I
don't know what a publicist does.
I don't want to yell at you because you want it.
She's yelling at you about not wanting to yell at you.
You don't need to be yelled at.
Give it to me.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You dumb. Your face is dumb. And
she said her other catchphrase to you.
Your face is dumb.
I will
dumb.
kill you because your face is so dumb.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. I
wait,
love...
could you mind if we just sing your club anthem for a second? Yeah.
Please do.
Mm-hmm. Your face is dumb.
I'm going to kill you because your face is dumb.
Oh, so, and oh it's like that God. Over. Oh, my God.
Literally, the first time that I almost let Chab finger me in a club was to that song just because I was like, what would Kim Kim do?
That song came out last month.
Ooh, only one finger? You got to get fucked.
That is such good advice.
You got to, like, just get it. I mean... I don't take one. You got to take it whole hog, and anybody, just be open-minded. That's how I got to be me.
Yeah. I'm so curious about your husband, Helicopter Jones.
Heli Jones.
I know. He's trying to soften his image. So he is a helicopter man, which is his title.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like having a husband who's always in a
sky.
Helicopter?
I mean,
and do you think he'll ever come down?
He may not come down, and I don't care. You know what I mean? Like... The reason I call him Heli is because if you say helicopter, he just takes his junk out and swings it.
Oh,
wow. And he thinks you're asking him to swing his dick around, but actually you're just saying his name.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
that's,
you know,
that's bad parenting, if I may say so, just to name your kid Helicopter.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's why I'm giving my baby no name. Yeah. No name baby.
No name baby.
Which is not a name, but it's you a have, placeholder.
But you sounds have given funny. Your baby a catchphrase. Yeah. And that catchphrase is, get the fuck out of my fucking way.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering, for giving a baby such an aggressive catchphrase and already tattooing it on the bottom of her right foot.
Mm-hmm.
What type
which
of
looks
life
incredible.
It looks
I
so
mean,
cute.
I what? Would do her lower back, but she's growing too
she's
much
growing.
At this point.
Her
see,
feet are
you're a good
same.
Mom. And that is the thing about you that's just so admirable. But what kind of life do you want for your daughter?
I want her to celebrate herself every day.
Wow,
oh my God, that's beautiful.
That's so spiritual and Om Shanti.
Yes, yes.
So
Om Shanti. I want her to celebrate herself every day. I want to have anything she wants and get it any way she wants. I want to put her in the best schools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have an arsenal in South Dakota.
What? Mm.
It's like a militia that ultimately
God.
Will serve all of her needs if anyone messes with her.
Wow.
I,
are they also babies or are they grown up?
Oh, no, they're grown ups, okay. But they are half of them are pregnant, ready to produce babies that will serve under my daughter.
Okay,
oh
so they're
God.
Not babies now.
But
they, no,
but
they will serve
they have
under
one
my
day
daughter.
There will be babies.
But one day there will be babies.
So she'll have to wait a little. Honestly, I just like love reality TV.
Me too. I actually was thinking the other day about the episode where someone broke your leg on the last day of a silent retreat so that you would scream and lose the retreat. How did it feel to lose the retreat?
Also, how did it feel to have your leg broken?
Oh, yeah. Also that.
Losing the retreat was... I'm not going to say that that is my defining moment as a human being.
No.
No.
But it comes right before motherhood.
Mm-hmm. Which you purchased.
I bought motherhood, but I cannot buy back my leg. I mean, I still got it, but I cannot buy back the emotional pain.
The original leg. Yeah.
And
someone owns it.
And as a result, I mean, I got arrested that night. I got straight up arrested.
You did?
Marseille, who broke my leg.
Yeah.
I called. I know some people. I won't call them terrorists, but terrorists. And they showed up at her house.
You called terrorists?
I wouldn't call them terrorists, but let's
have no, but you called them?
Let's have a placeholder
on
name.
On the phone?
Yeah.
I called them. Yeah. I know a lot of people.
You know a
I
lot
know
of,
everybody.
You know a lot of terrorists.
I know everybody.
That's impressive. There are a lot of people to know, and you know everyone.
I know everybody. We're friends now.
Yeah.
Oh, that means she's going to yell at us.
That means she's going to yell at
mm-hmm,
us again.
Mm-hmm. Watch your back.
Watch your back.
Watch your back.
Watch your back. Watch your back.
Everybody watch your back.
Everybody watch your back.
Watch back. This is a time to watch your back. I'm sorry, I got carried away.
I love your album.
Your album is incredible.
Wait, thank you.
And you have so many businesses, and it's so incredible. What's your favorite business you've started?
One of my favorite businesses is Scratch Her Eyes Out Nail Care. Scratch Her Eyes Out Nail Care, yeah. And
what's that for?
It's about nails, being strong enough, not just gel tits, but being strong enough to scratch a bitch's eyes out.
Which is also illegal. But if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm. When you're in my restaurant, it's legal.
When you're in a wine restaurant?
It's a sovereign.
My restaurant.
It is a sovereign nation. You guys did secede from the rest of Dayton.
Yes. I'm telling you right now, we have our own system of government.
Mm-hmm.
I am queen and I am the prime minister.
Wow. That's incredible.
I am the prime minister.
So you're both the symbolic ruler of it and also
You're the figurehead and the chief of state.
The puppet and the shadow.
Yes.
I'm not a puppet, though.
Oh, my God.
I'm a marionette.
No.
So much more sophisticated.
Because you're scarier and you're more expensive.
Yes.
How do you find
out? And also, you got strings coming out of you everywhere.
You're so toned, it hurts.
Yeah, string theory.
What?
Is that a new catchphrase?
It's a part of my business ventures. Neil deGrasse Tyson and I hang out sometimes when Helly's up in the air. I actually have a string business.
Oh, yeah.
And it's very tiny strings. It's all about very tiny strings that manipulate the universe.
Wow, oh Kim Kam, that's very advanced.
That's so, you are literally trying to brand and sell the fibers of the universe.
I am the fibers of the universe.
Oh my God.
I know everything.
New catchphrase, you heard it here first.
I am the fibers of the universe.
That's so good. Let's talk about Scream Tea. So your people sent us some samples and we've been sipping on it so much. Usually I only like to drink things if they come from something called the grandmother vine.
I'm incredibly protective of my throat in general. Ask everybody, but especially Chab. And I just have felt so comfortable with letting Scream Tea just glide down my throat and making me finally for once in my life feel safe.
So we all have our different favorite flavors. My favorite one is Hubby Wubby Mint. And this is for people who scream at their husbands.
But, you know, you actually put a little spin on Hubby Wubby Mint because you actually don't have your own husband.
I don't.
But you scream at other people's husbands?
I do. Yeah. I'm usually screaming at other people's husbands. Like, probably, like, 4 to 8 hours of my day is spent, like, saying, like, you told me you'd leave her. Or, like, I trusted you. Or, like, we already signed the lease. Mm-hmm. Or, like, just kill them. Start over. And it, like, really takes a tone. It takes a tone on my throat. And I really love Hubby Wubby because, like, you know, these men need to be told that they can't just, like, mess with young women's minds.
They can't.
Even if I'm the one who's, like, following them and, like, changing my hair to look like their wife.
I've, like, been loving Big Boat Throat Coat, which is, of course, a tea for people who scream about how it's their boat that everyone's on right now, because I'm actually doing a new initiative in my relationship where I'm terrified of getting accidentally pregnant, and so if I do get pregnant, I want to be able to tell my future child, who I'm not going to name because you didn't name your kid, that she or he was conceived on a boat. So I've bought a boat and I only F on the boat so that if I conceive a child on the boat, then I have a good story for later.
Yeah, and the boat's in dry dock, so you guys can never have sex.
That's a good one.
But people are always like getting close to the boat. And I'm like, this is my boat. And also, like, do you think my boyfriend's cute or not? Because jealousy fuels my relationship.
And they're like, we work in a dry dock, leave us alone.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, I'm announcing a new tea that is going to be my personal favorite.
Oh my gosh.
Scooping.
And it's Get Your Child Together. And it's for screaming at other people's kids
who
can't handle them damn selves.
Yes.
And here's some free samples.
Oh my God.
It's a black tea, so sassiness is included.
Good. I love sassy.
Yeah, it's a super sassy tea. It's black chai.
Oh my God, wow. I love this. I love it because this reminds me of season one, episode two, where you yelled at Drippy's kid to stop.
Get your child together.
Because he actually
had ripped off one of his arms and you were like, put him back together. That was actually a really, really sad episode.
It's very upsetting.
I mean, he's alive, so not that sad.
Yeah. That's true.
Not that sad.
But at the time, you guys didn't know he was going to make it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. A producer told me it's all right.
Oh, wow. Producers
know.
Can I ask you something?
Uh-huh.
Was the producer you looking at yourself in a mirror?
Oh, yeah. Because I EP'd it. And you know.
Right. Of course. You got to get that EP cred.
The truth starts with me.
Wow. That's another one of your many catchphrases. Mm-hmm. The truth starts with me. And the second half of that catchphrase is, and it ends when I say it does.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. This is so good. And is this true that you originally thought of Hubby Wubby Mint because Helly is just so far away that you're always screaming at him anyway just to communicate?
Yeah, I spend about 30 minutes a day screaming into the air, just assuming he'll hear me.
I have a question about Helly, which is, does he have to fly so high up, or is that a choice? Like, because he's so, like, it almost feels like too, like, dangerously high.
Yeah,
for a helicopter.
I feel like helicopters should, like, really
they
only
shouldn't
go...
be that high, but, like, yeah, he's, like, going there, and I'm wondering, is he like a daredevil like you, or is he just, like, very bad at up to his namesake?
Well, he has a restraining order against
the world,
the earth,
the state of Wisconsin, and other parts of the United States. And, you know, when you have a flying restraining order, you actually have to fly high. But I'm like, who cares? If you look at me right now, I got an ankle bracelet on. Didn't stop me from coming here.
Oh, it should have, though. Wow.
No, but it didn't. I'm here.
Yeah,
I actually have 5 guns on me right now.
Oh my gosh, this is actually the best day of my life.
I'm scooting just over and over and over.
I'm watching her scoot, and I can't, because I told myself I wouldn't unless I was on a boat. But I don't know. Anything can be anywhere. You can get pregnant anytime.
Yeah.
People don't know that.
And you can just buy one. Something.
You can.
You can just buy a kid. People forget about that. You can buy a kid.
And you don't even have to buy one from this country. You can get yourself a real pretty looking one. What's your favorite, like, ethnicity?
Australian.
Horse.
All right. Get one of both, right?
Yeah.
Just buy it.
Okay. This has been so amazing talking to you. We were hoping you would also play a game with us.
I'm a win.
Sure.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
We love that. Okay, so Kim Cam, we would love for you to play this game, which is called
Ticky Talky Clock.
Okay, so we're going to play our Ticky Talky Clock ticking sound, and you have to try to beat the challenge we give you within a certain number of talks. Does that make sense? First question. In 7 talks, name all the cast members of Long Island Medium Season 2.
Jermaine, Hero, Nickito, Farts, Nicknames, Leonard.
You did it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Those are all... I know I did it. I can do anything.
Wow, that's amazing.
So good. I can do anything.
Okay, Div, this one's for you. And it's a hard one, so you have 30 talks. You know what? Actually, this is also for Kim Cam.
Oh, that's okay. You can totally take anything.
Yeah.
It's mine now.
I
love this.
I was going to give it to you, but she lifted 3 of the 5 guns, and so I'm going to actually give this one to Kim.
No, this is
Kim
like
Cam.
Season 4, episode 30, where she...
called the one with many guns.
The one with many guns, where you walked into an army fort, and said, this is mine now.
Yeah. And they and they gave it up to you.
They did.
I know, because... I want what I want. And you and I, we're either going to get tattoos after this or I'm going to kill you.
I love this.
She only has a few tattoos, so that's scary.
Okay, so this is the hard one. So you have 30 talks. If your show airs on Tuesday and again on Friday and again on Saturday and we watched it every time, how many times did we hear you scream? So you can use whatever tools you want. If you want to use a piece of paper or something like that, and you've got 30 talks. Mm. You can just kind of list aloud the different screams you had.
Okay. I read via my throat how long I scream. I had a guttural scream. I screamed at a baby. No, 3 babies. I screamed at a piece of fruit. Screamed at my mom. No, that wasn't my mom. That was just some lady on the street. Ooh, I'm going to have to guess about 9,600. But after it was edited down, it was about 201.
Wow.
Wow. That's correct.
That's correct.
Yes, you lose a lot in editing. People don't know that about reality TV. But
I actually literally thought that's just that a reality TV episode is real time. That's what's happening. And you just kind of jut from place to place. Immediately,
no.
And you have like technology that we don't have.
No,
really,
I will scream at you right now.
No,
I will scream.
Quinn,
right
keep
now.
Insisting that you're right.
No, scream. I'm right. I'm right.
You are wrong. You are wrong. Are you acting stupid right now in my face?
I don't know.
Are you acting stupid?
Yeah.
You're bleeding. How you like to bleed? I like your blood. I collect blood. I have a vial of blood around my neck right now. You don't think I won't slice you?
Slice me.
No. Okay, now you want it. No, I can't.
Oh, damn it. I meant to say don't slice me.
Take a picture of me.
Oh
my God. I look amazing.
You look so cute. I'm gramming it.
Grammy.
That's where I send it to my friend Graham, who prints large size canvas photos.
He's incredible.
Oh my God. You're like literally making our day. Okay, so, Quinn, this one's for you.
Oh, my gosh.
in Nine Talks or Lust. Tell me who has won the most gold medals for splintering. Quick clue. Splintering is when you dive through a pommel horse and it is not an official Olympic sport.
Okay. Who's won the most gold medals? Is it Barf McGurk? No, I think it's Lance Frawl.
That's correct.
Oh my gosh, I love his costumes. He wears these like floral jumpers with rufflets.
We love watching Olympic mistakes.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, obviously all of your shows are our favorite shows, but Olympic mistakes is definitely another fave of ours.
Mm-hmm. It's once every 4 years.
I'm actually collaborating with them the next Olympics. Yeah.
That's good. Oh, are you going to be the mistake causer?
No, I'm the judge and the mistake causer. I'm everything.
Oh my God.
I am everything. I am your God. I am your nightmare. I am your devil.
I love when she yells.
I love it.
I love it.
Dev, this one's for you.
Okay.
Okay, count the number of talks in these next 8 talks.
1, 2, 8, 20. Carry the 5. I fucked Bill Clinton in his butt.
I'm sorry, you're out of time.
8 talks?
Yeah, actually, but that was correct.
Oh my God, thanks.
Oh my gosh. Well, that was play. That was it.
That was playing.
That's playing.
What playing was.
I won, right? Yeah, you got 17 talks and you won because you actually won this talkie clock that we've covered in Rhinestones.
Oopsie, she smashes it.
Fuck this shit. Oh, yeah! I want diamonds. I live my life for diamonds. I'm covered in diamonds right now. I actually am wearing a diamond crested thong and my butthole's bleeding. I don't care.
I can see.
I don't care. It is. I know I'm leaving a pool of my blood, but it's because I'm classy.
Oh my gosh.
I'm classy.
It looks like there are red and blue lights outside of our studio because I think that you were not supposed to leave because of your ankle bracelet. So
I call it my escort.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, it's a helicopter.
It's amazing. I wonder
if it's not a cop car, it's a helicopter.
It's a helicopter.
Helicopter.
It's not a cop car, it's a helicopter.
Is that why they call them cops?
Oh my gosh. I love that. Okay. This is our absolute favorite segment of the show, and it's actually our last segment of the show, and it's called Spill It.
Spill It.
Where we talk about all the cool stuff we have coming up. So I am plugging my apartment cooling because it is that time of year.
That's right. That's where you're moving and you're turning on the ACs.
Yep.
Cool. So I'm going to be plugging some tea readings that I'm doing at the dumpster behind Whole Foods next week. And I will be using Scream Teas. So come on down. I'll read your fuch.
And I'll be in Dayton, Ohio. I have my baby drive. I'm looking for a third baby right now.
That's right, to drive you.
To drive you around.
And this will be a great grooming process for a baby. So if you have a baby that you don't need right now.
I will literally find one for you. It would be my honor.
And, I mean, you have to pay me about $10,000 and then we all right for a little bit. But so my baby drive is coming up this Saturday.
And that's where you line up a bunch of cars with the babies in the seat.
Yeah, and you see which one breaks out of its seat first.
Yeah,
and that's the baby you want.
Yeah, and proportionality. There's a metrics I've created. Mm. Here you can see in my Excel sheet.
This looks like an old-fashioned sort of like diagram of what they thought babies looked like.
Yep, it is. It's actually from 1892.
Wow,
that was a different time then.
It was different. It just says rooms.
Yes,
it says vapors.
Yeah.
And do you have any final plugs, Kim Cam?
Oh, I've been listening to this bitch ass awesome, wonderful podcast called The Soul Glow Project. I mean, it celebrates a little more positivity than I normally like. And like, they don't curse or nothing. Whoa. And they're really respectable.
That's different for you.
I know. It's what I do when I'm taking a shit. I listen to it when I'm going number two. Squeezing my dukes.
Wow, I'm going to do that now. And listeners, you guys can do this too. You can listen to the Soul Glow Project. Who hosts that?
You can find us on the NPR One app. You can also find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and everywhere else.
I love that.
I love it.
You guys can shit while listening to it.
Or not. It's up to you. And that's the Kim Cam way. That's our show. Thank you so much for listening. Tune in next week where we all wear crop top coats.
Crop top coat.
Crop top coat.
This was Mouth Time with Reductress, brought to you by the Sideshow Network. Written by Beth Newell, Sarah Pappalardo, Nicole Silverberg, and Anna Drezin. Special thanks to our producer, Maria Spertolozzi, and our guest, Keisha Zoller. Check out Reductress.com for more and follow us on Facebook and Twitter.